Blog Talk Radio.
The world, premier,
the attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premier podcast, The Attic. Co-producer. Oh, this joker be locking it up. Messenger.
He real tight with God.
Baby girl.
Oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro.
He funny.
Nurse Carmen.
She be keeping it real.
And Sister Tippy.
Got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Check one, two. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and I got all my brothers and sisters with me. That's right. It's the premier podcast, The Attic. We try to get together weekly to bring you current events in a manner that we hope you're not used to hearing. I got my Cass with me tonight. Hey, Cass, how's everybody doing?
Good. Yep, doing great.
Where my baby brother at?
Right here. I said hello.
Oh, okay. When I asked you how you was doing, that's
what
you said hello?
Echo.
See? No. Are we getting feedback?
You have to check with the messenger on that.
Nah.
All right. Hey, well, listen. We got an interesting show lined up for you tonight. And again, we're trying to take our podcast worldwide. And as I always like to say, look out, Breakfast Club, because we're coming for you. Here we go. Let's start off with the leader. Let's take this shit right to the top, right from the beginning. And as everybody knows, or everybody should be aware, that we have a president. Who, I mean, this guy thinks he can just say what he wants with no repercussions to anything that he says or does. And again, it's just embarrassing to the nation. And we are slowly but surely becoming an embarrassment to the rest of the community, the worldwide community. I'm going to pay. I'm going to start this show off with about a 1 minute and 1 minute and a half clip from 45, trying to defend himself because he told those women of color that they should go back to the, they should go home as if they're not already home. Hey, listen up for 1 second.
That white nationalist groups are finding common cause with you on that point.
It doesn't concern me because many people agree with me. And all I'm saying, they want to leave, they can leave.
President Trump grabbed headlines for attacking four freshman lawmakers known as the Squad for their criticism of his policies and his worldview, but primarily to take advantage of what he saw as a rift in the Democratic Party.
I'm looking at this Omar from Minnesota, and if one half of the things they're saying about her are true, she shouldn't even be in office. But Cortez should treat Nancy Pelosi with respect. She should not be doing what she's doing. And I'll tell you something about Nancy Pelosi that you know better than I do. She is not a racist, okay? She is not a racist. For them to call her a racist is a disgrace.
He went further, though, than anyone on the left criticizing these congresswomen did. He told them to go back to where they came from. One of the big problems with that is that three of the four were born in the United States. One of them came to the U.S. as a child and is a naturalized citizen. One of the ways he rose into the political climate and atmosphere was by suggesting that President Barack Obama, who was born in the United States, should go back to Africa.
You are not allowed to be a president if you're not born in this country. He may not have been born in this country.
The reason the president continues to take this approach is because it is effective with his base. When we look at some of the data that came out of the 2016 election, we know that people who supported Trump had significant cultural anxiety about the changing climate of what it meant to be an American.
These are people that hate our country. Hey, John, they hate our country. They hate it, I think, with a passion. Now, it's possible I'm wrong. The voter will decide.
This ties into the president's strategy.
I hate to hit you with that long clip, but I think it was real important to hear that shit before we set this table. Now, you got the president of the United States. Again, no president has 100% acceptability when it comes to Congress and the House. I don't care who you are. So because they disagree with him, he's going to make a statement. They should go back home. They should go back to where they're from. I mean, what kind of tone does that send to the rest of the nation? Hey, what's your feelings on that? Baby sis, talk to me, please. Let me hear something. I need to know something right now.
Well, it's just, I find it really, it's just crazy to me that he's even making that type of statement to begin with, because when Obama was president, he was constantly saying things, you know, against his policies and stuff that he didn't agree with and didn't like. So the fact that these women are just merely doing the same thing, expressing what they don't like or disagree with concerning his policies, they should be allowed that same, you know, right or opportunity to do the same without being told they should go back where they came from.
Nurse Carmen, how you feel about that?
Well, I just happen to agree with what Baby Sis said. That's how I feel about it. And plus, you know what? I don't give credence to anything that comes out of that man's mouth. So I don't really need to respond to it because I just can't.
Come on, messenger.
Respond at the voting booth.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, baby Bronx. I'm coming to you, man. But tell me something, messenger. I mean, as a nation, when that's what our top executive, that's his feelings, that's his views. I mean, what path does that set the nation on?
Well, it's setting the nation on the same path that it was on all the while. It just sped it up. That's all it did. What Trump is doing is no more than what they've been doing to us for years. And I know to some we seem like we've gotten further, but this is how they feel about us. This is how they've always felt about us. So we should not be surprised. As Brother Malcolm said, there's nothing but the rooster coming home to roost.
Chicken coming
this
home to roost.
This is what they've been doing. Chicken coming home to roost. All right.
Yeah. Well, you see. You brought the big dog back. You said the rooster coming home. The rooster.
Yeah. Okay. But something came to roost. But that's what it is. It's just what they've been doing coming to fruition. This is the way they've been acting. His father had something to do with the Ku Klux Klan, from what I hear, or I'll say allegedly. I don't know. But they said his father was somebody in the Ku Klux Klan. So that's what he grew up under. The spotlight is on him now.
But, I mean, it's no shock. I mean, everybody already knows that he's racist. I mean, that's no shocker, correct?
Right. Correct.
Right.
That's definitely correct. I mean, again, from the view we look at it.
The nation allowed him to do it.
But hold on one second before we go any deeper. Hey, baby, bro, how you feel about this?
It's like this, man. I mean, back in the day, we can be talking 20 years ago. Let's say you get into an argument with a white person, and eventually after they run out of a whole bunch of shit to say, what's the last thing they tell you? Go back to Africa. Even though you was born in the same hospital that they was born in. But it was like you was never born here. And that's pretty much what Trump is doing. Now, I'm pretty sure some people, they grabbed that, and they're going to run with that, just like they did with the Obama thing. Still, to this day, they believe Obama wasn't born in this country. but they too stupid to realize if you wasn't born in this country and a citizen, you can't be president.
Well, I mean, but that same group of, I mean, I hear you, and that's a thought, but if I want to believe that some hanky-panky was going on or something other than something right was going on, it's easy for that type of individual to hold on to the fact that he wasn't president, he wasn't born in this country. But I'm getting back to the president right now. When you address Congress and you make statements like that to Congress, and here's the kicker. His ratings went up like 5 points after that.
He has this core base that he just basically is dealing with and appealing to, then you have the Senate that just allows him to do whatever.
Because they're afraid.
His core base does not outnumber everybody else. So if everybody in his core base voted for him and we showed up to the polls like we're supposed to, he still can't win. You can't watch this. You are not going to be able to reach his core base. You got to understand that. That doesn't mean, again, you can't wake up the rest of the nation, because his core base does not outnumber the other votes coming. And I don't think.
I agree with you. But, I mean, with all this gerrymandering and everything they got going on, even if everybody were to show up, I wonder, is that still – because the way they got everything, like I said, with this gerrymandering, is that still going to somehow affect the outcome because of how they have everything so rigged?
I think he's going to win.
Well, let me say
and
this.
I mean, people should still come out. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying not to do that. But that's where my concern lies, because they cheat and everything is – everything is not above board and fair the way it should be. And with all this gerrymandering, and you see what they're trying to do with the census, well, that got shut down. But because they were even trying to do that, and we know that gerrymandering still hasn't all been straightened out yet.
Well, again,
and they still haven't really made any kind of I don't think anything has really been done in regards to with Russia interfering with the election.
See, so, now that's my – you know, when we start talking about Russia – and China, how can the president say to these congresswomen, you support nations like Israel and call you anti-American, but I can have private meetings with Russia and China and I'm okay, I'm a diplomat? But I'm just simply saying, I don't think, and if I'm wrong, then the nation can stand by. I don't think that the Electoral College is going to allow that to happen again. I don't think so. Now, again, if it does happen, because, again, he got outnumbered as far as votes go when he was messing with Hillary. So the point of him getting more votes, I don't think is an issue. The real issue is those states that have multiple.
They have the
bigger number of electoral votes. That's going to be the issue. It's not. Is I don't think anybody worried about him getting the most votes.
Right, because Hillary did win the most popular vote. You are correct.
She got the popular
vote. It's the electoral votes that matter.
You're right. So I think that. But I'll say this: if they fooled around and let 45 get another term in that office, all I'm going to say is, there'll probably be no more elections. All right. Just understand he will be the president until he decides he don't want to be the president anymore. If they let him get another term in there. But bigger than that, what does that say about our damn nation, man? I mean, again, he's feeding into what a base of people still want. How do you still want to be in charge of people, man? How do you still want to have laws that mean that show you're better than somebody else and in this century? I mean, why is that still so important to people, man? I don't get that. And maybe, again, I'm one of the people on the other side, so I'm never going to really see what it is that they see. But I just wonder why in this day and age is that still so important that you degrade groups of people in order to lift yourself up? I still don't understand that.
Because that's
it's about being superior. It's just
day.
About feeling superior.
Yeah, that's how it was back in the day. Make America great. And that
yep.
was a great time for them. And that's what he's trying to do.
Why?
I mean, up too. How many people voted Democrat that year that turned around and voted for Trump? Not another Democrat. They voted for Trump.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he didn't get the popular vote. So we got to stop with that. I mean, we got to understand he didn't win by votes. He won on the electoral vote. So, again, I'm pretty sure he's not going to win on votes again this year because that
but we
base
also
that he
don't
has.
Know how much, but we also don't know how much of that, how much of interference played a part of that either.
Played a part, yeah.
Or gerrymandering and all the rest of that. And if none of that got straightened out, who's to say that that won't happen again? That's the point that I'm trying to make.
The interference
in
was.
States, in these states that he won, you got to ask yourself, too, what part of keeping suppressing black votes and brown votes, how much of a part that played in that, too? Because, see, when you suppress that, then you got a bunch of white people voting. And once again, like I said, how many people that was white voted Democrat, and then when he ran for office, they turned around and voted white? I mean, for the
But let's just make something crystal clear. He don't have all white voters, man.
I know some white voters
that would probably come on this podcast and make us sound like a choir compared to some shit that they want to say about him. So he don't have that vote locked up. He has
that put him over the top. Those three states that put him over the top that he won in order to win the presidency, not the getting the popular vote. I'm talking about some of them voted Democrat to turn around, and because of whatever, however they felt about Hillary, they still voted Republican.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Even though they did a damn good smear campaign on Hillary, when you sit down and look at what you have now, I think using a secret military server don't even weigh up. It don't even match. That's not even the same ballpark. And that was the thing that they got her with using that military server for personal shit or sending stuff out on top secret emails. That don't even weigh up.
Stuff his daughter was doing?
Exactly. But again, you don't hear that, though. You don't hear him crying, send her to jail. But, you know, if you are a Trump supporter, I mean, don't get me wrong. If you like the guy, you like the guy, and nothing's going to change that I say. But how can you like the guy and still support that bullshit that he be saying, and you know it's racist, unless you also support racism?
Because when you were born at a certain time, when you was growing up, it ain't so much had to be you. It could have been your parents. They might have had some racism in them, and sitting around the kitchen table, you hear how they talk. You know what I'm saying? And all that is instilled in you. So when you grow up, you start to feel the same type of way. Well, you can smile and say, you know, you're not a racist, you got a black friend, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, they will cut off their nose despite their face. And if that means voting and against their interest, they'll do it. If they deem is to take or keep somebody else down so they can so-called get ahead. Damn, did I put everybody to sleep?
No, I got what you're saying.
Yo, <what?
laughs> he said, yo, y'all need jokes
it's
to stay away.
It's a sad situation. I mean, it's like all this time, and it's like it seems like we're still right back here again, right back to this racist stuff again. I guess that's just never gonna go away. Just never gonna go away.
No, it's never gonna.
I mean, we've come far, but then we haven't. We have,
but
we haven't.
Well, we have so far to go.
Yes, yes, but I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
And I think Trump makes it exhausting because every day is something with him. It's exhausting.
He just pretty much came
along
to me.
I don't know what's worse, him or this heat.
He just came along and highlighted it even more, what he's doing even more blatantly. And to a certain degree, these senators and stuff, Republicans, they just going right along with him. And like I said, quietly, they're doing other shit in state. You know what I'm saying? You might read about it on the news, but because Trump is doing so much shit every day, it's in the news 1 minute and out of the news.
It definitely is exhausting. And I hate that people in this country and people outside of this country think that this is the norm. It's killing me.
Yeah,
he's made it
that's
the norm.
True.
If you notice, even overseas now, it's certain people overseas, they're starting to do the same shit that he's doing.
I had that conversation today, and I said, y'all don't know. I've been listening to him for years. I mean, being from Jersey and New York, and, you know, it's ridiculous. What do people out there think, that we're all like him? That's ridiculous. I'm not claiming him. I'm not claiming him.
See, if we had an auction, you'd be like, okay, we're gonna put Trump up on the auction block, man. And, another race pick him up. But again, it's sad on so many levels, man. That kind of hatred is still flowing through this nation. I mean, at some point, don't you have a big enough start on life already? Why is it so important that you still maintain the drive in order to keep another race of people down? I'm telling you.
Anybody down.
Well, again, anybody down. Why would you want to do that?
Right.
Somebody got to clean them toilets and serve that food at, what is it, Mar-a-Lago?
That's the spot.
As that's his, look at how many presidents you know use their home as their basement. And every time they go to Mar-a-Lago, do you know if that costs the taxpayers when you have a White House? Now, nothing says you got to stay there, just that every other president in the history of presidents stayed there. But nothing says you got to stay there. And I'll be willing to bet you, because he uses Mar-a-Lago as the White House, the upgrade in sophisticated electronics that building has now is probably close to a fortress. So when it's time to come and let him know that he's no longer the president, that's going to be a very, very, very interesting turn of events, man. Because I'm telling you, he is not leaving. It's not going to be, okay, you lost the popular vote. You lost the Electoral College vote. He ain't leaving, y'all. I'm telling you, he's not going to go. And God forbid he gets another election. If he gets another, if for whatever reason, this nation don't wake up. Huh? I'm just saying, he'll be the only president we have. History will be easy for kids in school. Who's your president? Donald Trump. That's it. Move on to the next lesson, man.
Well, he's running.
And you know,
the show
what's just
like
crazy? The way that what's just mind blowing to me is when, you know, you have, you know, reporters walking up to, you know, different senators and just, you know, asking them, you know, and case in point, this latest incident that just happened, what he said about these congresswomen going back where they came from, and their response is, well, that's not racist. I don't think that's racist.
How can it not be?
That's what I'm saying. And they know it is, but they, with a straight face, look right in the camera. That's not racist.
His crew, when you say he got a crew, his crew is with him. I don't care what that man does. his crew finds a way to support that. Now, let me tell you something. I definitely am not a Trump supporter, but I could see if you supported Trump and don't support some of the shit that he does. You know what I'm saying? So, but to be a Trump supporter, you got to be all in, man. You know what I'm saying? No matter what he does, you have to find a way to make sense of that shit and justify it so that you can tell people. And that's just crazy. But
how can you? You can't even justify that, though. You can't even justify it. Let me say
how that cancer spreads. What's the White House press secretary lady name?
Conway?
She was doing an interview, and during the interview, she asked the reporter, "Where you from?" Yeah, where you from?
No, asked him, "What's your ethnicity?"
Yeah, what's your ethnicity? Yeah, that's right. What's your ethnicity? Now, we're doing a report. Now, when is that ever important? And what difference does that make? Now, she tried to, watch this. She adamantly justified her position on what she said. In fact, she got a little heated in the exchange. But again, when your president leads with shit like that, everybody who follows thinks it is okay to do shit like that, and it's not. And the sad part is, if he continues to lead, it will be okay once again to do shit like that.
But once again, who's gonna fire him?
Well, I mean, she shouldn't even have a job anymore because she was doing stuff that she shouldn't have even been doing, and they were saying that he should have fired her.
They all should have been fired, even him, but they're still there. Who's going to get rid of them besides voting?
If he likes what it is they're doing, the job is safe. It doesn't matter what they're doing. If he likes it, you okay. Now, don't get me wrong. When you go out there and you get twisted up with the feds, he got to cut ties with you. He going to cut ties with you. But as long as you're doing what he likes to have done, then he's got no problem with you. And if the president's got no problem with you, nobody else better than dare not have a problem with you. That's on the staff.
Messenger. Is Messenger still on the line?
Yeah.
Do you recall what it was that she was doing that it was against? She was violating some when she was being interviewed.
She was advertising the president's daughter's clothing line, and then she was actually doing a campaign.
There was some act that she was violating. There's some act that she was violating.
Right. I don't recall the name of it, but that's what it was.
She was doing what she had to do.
Campaigning. Right.
She was doing what she had to do to get exactly what she got right now. That's what she was doing. She was doing exactly what she had to do to get that job she has right now.
I ain't seen it yet. So is she like a notch up from Sarah Huckabee?
You're talking about
Kellyanne.
Yeah. Oh, she to me, she his personal spokesman.
She's on board. Oh, she drunk the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Hey, but listen.
But the point I'm making is she shouldn't even have a job right now because she violated that act. And they were telling him that he should be firing her. And he said he wasn't going to do it. And he hasn't. As you can very well see, he's not going to do it. Stop going.
By the time this shit is all over with and he's out of office and they get some Democrats in there in both houses and they investigate his ass, you're going to find out a lot of wrongdoing shit was going on.
But you know what? I mean, again, here go the Democrats again. They put a motion on the floor to look into impeaching or to bring charges against President Trump. And from my latest news, I see it didn't pass, y'all.
Yeah.
It didn't pass.
Hello. Republicans.
No,
Mitch McConnell ain't going to pass that.
No, the Democrats themselves didn't pass it. It didn't even get out of the House for it to get to the Senate.
Thank you. Now, what does that tell you? Now, again, Nancy's saying, you know, that first shot fired, that was a weak shot. if we're going to come after him, we got to come after him strong. But I don't know. Just think about how that just empowered him. The Democrats put a bill up.
Absolutely.
A Democrat presents a bill for impeachment, and you can't get all the Democrats to support it. Think about what that does to Donald Trump's ego. And what it would do to anybody's ego. You came after me, and you couldn't get enough of your own people to help you? Come on now.
With all the stuff I've already done right here in plain sight. Plain sight, right in front of you right now.
Well, you know what, man? Before we get to that, I got another clip I want you to hear.
Mr. Robert Sylvester Kelly has no bond. He's going to be sitting in jail at least till September the 4th when his next status hearing happens.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to make direct contact with Joycelyn Savage. We've reached out to a representative of Joycelyn Savage, and we're waiting. So the family wants to reconnect with her. They love her. They want her to understand that they've always wanted to reach out to her, and they are happy what is happening in Chicago and what will happen in New York with regard to the charges that Mr. Kelly now faces. Time for 30 seconds, and that was back in March. And with this he say, she say, it's not a he say, she say, it's Robert versus the federal government.
Mm.
Two indictments, 13 counts in one, 10 counts in another, 195 years he's facing. It's outlined the level of coercion and intimidation that has been used allegedly at this point, but it's in the indictment. So if you read the Chicago indictment, if you read the New York indictment, the federal indictments, you will understand exactly what's going on here. So I'm not concerned about what Mr. Kelly is saying. I'm concerned about getting a message directly to Joycelyn Savage, the truth, what her family has said from the beginning, since August the 4th of 2017. They want direct contact with her. No middle people, no R. Kelly's team. We want to get the truth directly to her, and that's her family, her parents, her sisters, her grandparents, her uncles, her aunts, all want to have communication with her. And justice being secured for all of the victims and all the other families, because we have to remember, as the prosecutor said, these were middle school girls, numerous middle school girls that he video recorded having sexual contact with, that he groomed allegedly, and that his enablers provided him contact with in two indictments, one in New York, which is racketeering, and of course, child sex trafficking, and the other one in Illinois is obstruction for the previous trial and child pornography. We're looking at 195 years.
Wow.
So this is not.
They are coming to get that ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I think they are coming to get that ass. How you tell somebody you're going to get 195 years and not expect them to break? You can't stay strong, man. You can't stay strong. He locked up at least till September 4th. Well,
what's that, another bail hearing? September?
A bail hearing, and I think it's... Huh?
Who's that, Ara?
Yeah, we're talking about Ara, yeah. Robert Kelly. He ain't R. Kelly right now. He Robert. He said, I want to use my full government right now. But I think they got him. I think they got him.
Yeah, they got him. I heard that a couple of them girls on that tape, they cooperating with the government. I think on that case he beat before... But that, I think that'll be double jeopardy. They can't come at them for that.
Well, what just happened is an ex-employee just gave them 20 more tapes, allegedly, with him having sex with underage, with minors. So one of his ex-employees just gave them 20 more tapes.
He wasn't supposed to put that on DVD. He was supposed to burn that shit in his memory, meaning his mind.
So,
he said, "Nah, I want to watch this tomorrow, man."
So that's what brought about this recent arrest here. So you're right. They, with these 20 more tapes with all these with some more girls.
But you know what? I'll be willing to bet you this: it's going to be some powerful individuals who are about to get named, but probably not charged before R. Kelly gets sentenced, because they said his collusion was real deep. He had a lot of people was in his pocket. And it's funny that Jay-Z had to lend him money for bail or bail him out the last time, but now you staying at the Trump Towers. I mean, I don't understand how that works.
Who is?
If I got, huh? That's where
who's staying at Trump Towers?
That's where R. Kelly was.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
When he traveled, you know, when he traveled and shit, he's still staying top of the line. But you don't have money for bail? But they're going to get him, man.
Hey, everybody
and
got priorities.
Huh? I didn't hear you, Tiffany.
Everybody got priorities.
Allegedly, wasn't Michael Jackson broke, but he was still living lavishly.
Oh, watch this. I guess when they was broke, they wasn't like broke like we're broke. They was like Oprah broke.
There you go. There you go.
I don't have billions. I only have 937 million. Oh, but yeah, but
spending down.
But yeah, they about to do R. Kelly. But again, that now comes back to the same old shit, man. You about to throw the book and you gonna lock R. Kelly up and throw away the key. But yet there's so many others out here that gets to walk free. And that's the shit that just ain't right, man. And again, this society makes that known that they just don't give a damn about what we think is right and wrong in a lot of cases.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out with this Epstein? It'll be interesting to see how that plays out with him.
I'm pretty sure he got some receipts too, because I'm pretty sure he wasn't the only one screwing them little young girls.
And watch this. If you are sex trafficking, you selling human beings to somebody. And that's and before R. Kelly do 195 years, that somebody is going to be named, man. That's somebody, those somebodies, you should say, is going to be named. And because those names are probably going to be so powerful that don't be surprised at what happens to R. Kelly.
You know that Jeff Epstein has Columbus ties, right?
He has Columbus ties?
I'm sorry, what did you say? He has what?
Ties to Columbus here. Columbus. Yeah, it's going to be big out here.
And didn't he have his own island?
Yeah.
You know, rich people was coming to visit him, and do you think they were just out there to play golf, or they came there for the pleasure? Combination of both. Well, I'm pretty sure he got taken.
I think it's going to get ugly out here.
Yeah, well, like I said, depending on how high this pile of shit goes, those are the times when you see all the evidence being presented, and you see somebody walk away with 4 years probation. you see 4 years probation. That's it. But what gets me about the girls with R. Kelly is up until like right now, one or two of them are trying to cooperate, but the main ones that live with him are still with him. They're not trying to say shit, man. And I don't get that.
Because they're benefiting. That's like being the top hole and, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
the,
all right.
The bottom bitch, yeah. They benefit.
How about the fact that they might really, really like it?
I'm sorry, bottom bitch?
Well, I'm saying that's pimp talk. I'm not a pimp. and I'm not advocating that any woman should go out there and sell her body.
Did you say that's pimp talk? We said that's pimp talk.
Yeah, bottom bitch. That means that's the main bitch. That's the main bitch.
I knew what you were talking about. I'm sorry. Man. Does that make me bad?
that's the female that keep all the other females.
Everybody else in line, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. I think I need a dictionary.
It's a tough job if somebody got to do it. So you're saying it's a tough job if somebody got to do it?
But no, he said that's pimp talk. Yeah, but again, I still say that if they got him, if them girls testify, then you got to do what you got to do to R. Kelly. I'm sorry. But by the same token, man, you got to do what you got to do to everybody, man.
Does yeah, that make sense? I mean, you got to do it across the board.
And again, that's the cry that comes from this microphone. I mean, if you're going to send people to jail for sex trafficking, then all sex traffickers go to jail. I mean, when you start with the, well, he had diplomatic asylum or he's got $50 million. See, then you muddy up the system. And again, because that weight is going to fall unevenly on somebody, unfortunately, the race that I currently belong to seems to be that somebody that that uneven bar is falling on. And then
currently
we get...
belong to?
Yes, currently belong to. In my next life, I don't know what the creator has in store for me. But I figured
smooth.
That would make the best.
Smooth.
I figured that. All right. I knew what the hell I did to get the messenger on board,
smooth.
Man. But no, but again, everybody should go. If you commit that crime, and then the nation looks at it as it's all bad, as opposed to it's only bad if certain people do it, and that's just wrong, man. I'm sorry that I
no,
keep
then
saying.
Then it's justice, my brother. Then it's what we call justice.
And that's all this race of people is actually looking for. The race that I'm talking about is not looking for an upper hand, looking for an equal hand. And for some folks to still think that see, we got off of R. Kelly. But anyway, let's get back to R, because I was about to go somewhere totally different. But let's get back to R. Kelly in these 195 years, man. Wait a minute, man. How the hell do you lay down at night knowing that this is the last place you're going to be? Because even
hey,
if he was
well,
a newborn,
maybe what? Since he thinks so well, he might wake up and start singing, "Well, I had my fun if I don't get well no more."
He might sing. He got to sing something. Keep them brothers off that back. He got to sing something.
Hey, well, I mean, hey, he might like it.
Well, I mean, if so, he about to be one happy ass man.
Well, I like to think if he was doing all that nasty, freaky shit that they said he was doing, I'm pretty sure he had a finger or two in his asshole massaging that prostate.
What?
Getting your prostate massage.
But
wow.
Okay. Watch this. Yeah, that's definitely a bet you didn't see that coming.
And then
you
there's
do.
That, right?
And then there's that.
And,
yeah, here we are.
And
guys.
Then there's that.
That's a trick of the magician to disguise.
Yeah.
Blind you with the left hand and hit you with the right. Bam.
Hit you with the right.
You got to stop asking them open questions like that, bro.
I see that.
I love it.
Watch this. Let's just cover that whole ass thing up, and let's move right on over to we're gonna cover that whole thing up, and let's move right on over to. Did you see that shit on the news where American Airlines forced this black lady, a sister, to cover up because the crew said she was too exposed? Did
she was
anybody
dressed inappropriately,
see that?
I believe it was.
Yeah,
they
she
said
was inappropriately
dressed.
Yes, and I mean, now, let me tell you something. Just to show you how full of shit people can be, she immediately posts pictures of what she had on. And I don't see it, man. I don't know. I don't see it. She got this, like, a strapless little top, halter top on, you know.
It was it was like a little romper. They call it
a romper. That's what they call it. Okay, well, she had a romper on. You know what? I'm glad you told me that, because when we were studying for the story, when I seen romper, I thought that was American Airlines word for her ass, man. So I'm glad that was. I don't know the names of lady clothing. I thought that's what American Airlines was referring to her ass as, her romper, man. All right, but I appreciate
that. It's
going to
be all right. It's going to be all right.
Hold up. What, we got to study for the stories?
Oh, see that? Don't mess with me, man. Just say, watch this.
This
ain't the time for this right now. Not right now,
I
man.
I'm just here to react. Wow.
Okay. Not right now, Cody Cole. This ain't the time for that right now.
You thought they was calling her name? You thought they was talking about her body?
Yeah.
No.
I really did.
The story.
Oh, no, I ain't going there with you right now, baby, bro. But when I had
here's
to look
the
it
thing,
over.
Though, dude. Here's
go
the
ahead.
Thing. Everybody's
go ahead,
a critic
dude.
Now,
tell,
man.
Tell
you,
me,
you
dude. What's up, dude?
You can't. Everything you do, somebody is judging you. You know what I'm saying? Remember there was a time when stewardess, what they used to do, bring you a pillow, a blanket, some coffee or tea or
some
soda.
Peanuts.
Them little three peanuts in that bag that's hard as hell to open. Now, they telling you how. Before you get on this plane, you got to have a certain look or dress a certain way. Revolution, man, I'm telling you. Put an end to all this shit.
But watch this.
Everybody back
and
down.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe they told her, when they asked her to step off the plane, they told her
she
not to
kid.
Make a scene.
And she had her kid with her. They was gonna put her and that kid off the plane. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, they told her not to make a scene. Because, you know,
they
know how we'll make a scene.
Watch this.
They know we will make a scene.
They grabbed her by her arm and said, look, I'm about to tell you something, but look, don't overreact. Don't do it right now. But when they found out.
Don't you dare turn up.
When they found out she was a doctor.
Nothing, don't look at nothing.
Nothing.
Ask nothing.
Yeah, just walk this way with me, man. But when they found out she was a doctor, now the policies is rolling.
But they wouldn't let her come back on the plane until she wrapped up in a blanket first.
That's it. I mean, and don't get me wrong, beautiful sister, no disrespect, but I mean, I don't see where all this inappropriate shit is going on at. And again, I just got to think that if you are a licensed doctor, I mean, I don't know, man. I just don't think that, I don't know, you should have to go through that kind of shit, man.
No, you really shouldn't.
Yeah,
I don't care who you are.
And there wasn't anything inappropriate about what she had on. There really wasn't.
What I was going to say is, her being a doctor, just the fact that she's a licensed professional would make me think, without seeing her or knowing anything about her, I just can't see a doctor hopping on somewhere in a thong and a t-shirt. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just matching it to the profession. That's all.
Now,
but when they found
it, what was showing?
Well,
like
she said she was totally humiliated. She said she was totally humiliated.
Now, because it was a romper. It was a romper, right? That's it. Because it was a romper, it was topless. But you know, her whole chest was showing. She had little Douglas ties showing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Not even a whole lot of cleavage.
I think the problem that they were having is she was a full-figured woman, you know. So, I mean, women of color tend to be a little more full-figured. She was curvy. She was, you know, a little more voluptuous. You know, she had a little more bottom, you know. So, you know, she was more full-figured. And so I don't know if that was just too much for them. They couldn't handle that. But, again, it is what it is. There was nothing inappropriate about what she had on. You know, she was covered up in the right places. I mean, it wasn't like you could see her cheeks her behind or anything. She was appropriate. It was summertime. I think it was 80 something degrees or whatever. So, I mean, what do you want her to wear? A turtleneck or something? It was summertime.
Now, here's a statement from her.
You couldn't see the cheeks of her romper?
Huh?
I'm saying you could not see. You couldn't see anything like that. It was not like her cheeks or anything were showing, is what I'm saying. So was all covered.
Well, let me tell you. Let me read this real quick. American Airlines rules state that only passengers must dress appropriate, and bare feet or offensive clothing aren't allowed. Rose said the crew didn't even single out anyone else, even a woman who were wearing smaller shorts. Being Letitia Rowe was a white woman in that same bodysuit, if they thought it's inappropriate, do I think they would have removed the white woman from the plane? She said, absolutely not. She complained on Twitter about the crew following the incidents for apparently considering her shorts. They filed this incident because they thought her shorts were too distracting. Now, come on, fam.
And it was because, I'm telling you, well, in my opinion, I think they probably felt that way because she was more curvier, you know, and she was more full-figured. She had, one of those big old booty-type situations going on. But again, it wasn't where her cheeks or anything of her behind were hanging out of the bottom. That was all covered. You know, that was covered.
How full figured was she? Full?
She was,
full?
You know, she had one of those big, you know, she was, like I said, at the bottom, she was a voluptuously shaped type of woman. You know, so it was nothing thin or anything about her. You know, she was a full figured woman.
Did she have a real big breasts?
Anything more than that, you go take a look at the picture yourself.
Yes,
anything more than that. But I just don't think it was inappropriate. I've seen people wear less than that in board planes. Really, I have. And never saw a problem.
She's a distraction.
She had big breasts?
She's a passenger. What is she going to be a distraction for?
Exactly. Who was she distracting? Exactly.
I'm a channel Monique, and I'm just going to call that some skinny-ass stewardess or flight attendant was jealous of her.
Right. She'd be a distraction for baby bro, but what else?
I mean, was any male passengers complaining?
No, the airline crew complained.
Oh, the stewardess.
Yeah,
the flight attendant.
Whatever you call them, the helpers.
Somebody was hating on her. They was hating on
her.
That's what it was.
Yeah. They told her either you put this blanket on, or you find another way to use it.
they were just hating.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds like.
When the employees calling the shots.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now,
she get paid $8 an hour. She's going to tell me what to wear.
Huh? Now
she get paid $8 an hour.
If anybody gets sick on that flight, who y'all going to call? But I'm just saying, that's the shit that people have to go through. And we can keep it 100 or we can keep it 1,000. The only reason that woman went through that was because she was a black woman, man. That's the only reason. Ain't no other reason for that.
A big black
revolution. Revolution.
Huh?
Revolution.
A big black woman. That's why.
More cushion
for
the
person. Like I said, she was very shapely. She wasn't, she was very, she was curvy. It was nothing like she was, obese or anything. She was very, curvy and shapely about it. It's just I think they felt her romper was probably inappropriate. They were saying what she was wearing was inappropriate.
Her romper wasn't showing her romper?
No, it wasn't. Well, I think they just felt like what she had on was inappropriate. But again, in my opinion, I don't necessarily think that it was.
What was that bitch that wore that short skirt to the funeral, Grande? That was more inappropriate than what the romper was.
Considering you flying on an airplane and you get ready to go, it's 80-something degrees out.
Yeah,
right.
And they call it
why do they call it a romper?
That's just the name of it, man.
Why do they call it a romper? Because it's something for you to romp around in, okay?
Are they still tripping off the name romper?
Like I said.
Don't they call them rompers? Help me out,
yes,
ladies.
Yes.
Aren't they called rompers?
Yes.
Okay.
You're right.
It's just the male.
It's called the romper.
I happen
to have some rompers. I mean, they're comfortable.
Something
you can travel
exactly
in them or whatever. They're comfortable.
Chill out in.
But don't
walk
get your
you just chill out in it. It's comfortable. Yeah. They're comfortable.
Don't you put that problem on and try to fly American Airlines. I'm just saying. Because it's apparent. Watch this. They all right with Daisy Dukes. But you put that romper on, it's going to be problems, man.
Is that what it is?
That's what I believe.
I don't know.
Put the white
girl
in the Daisy Dukes and they'll be all right.
I've never worn one to fly in. I don't know. So I don't know.
Oh. Well,
but, again, like I said, I didn't think it was that serious.
Well, again,
well, I
have
one. Nothing we do is that serious.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah,
right,
I mean,
again.
They come in all different kinds of styles. Hers is just off the shoulders and strapped.
Right, hers is just off the shoulder, yeah. Yeah.
But
I've traveled in a romper.
They had a problem with that.
A romper is a one-piece set?
It's one piece. Yes, yes, they're one piece, like a little jumpsuit, and they're one piece.
Yes. But in short.
Look, look, we're giving them fashion. We're giving them some fashion design up and stuff now. Yeah, they're one piece.
So the attic
can be What you mean, like what the girls used to wear in MC Hammer video?
No, man. I can't believe
I'm sorry. Listen here. I'm sorry. But what's this? Huh?
You thought it was somebody's bottom.
Yeah, he thought they were talking about her bottom. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
But
I didn't know we was in London. I thought it was the bottom. Huh?
Oh, no. I've never heard a female say playing my
I didn't hear you
the French word, but you knew the French word for cleavage, but you didn't know romper. What is that?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I know what I know. I'm sorry. I can't remember.
Well, I'm just glad we was able to enlighten you on that, my brother.
You know what? I thank you. You good now?
Watch
this.
Good?
We all thank you. All the men on this cast.
You're good,
thank
Rain
you.
Man.
Thank
you're good, Rain Man.
We thank you. Yeah. I had no idea.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Well, remember the gentleman, because they're around my age, the gym suits that the girls used to wear, the blue gym suits that the girl used to wear in gym. It was a one piece and they were short. Remember those gym suits that the girls used to wear back in the day?
That.
It was one piece.
I like that Catholic schoolgirl outfit myself.
But I mean, when we were in grade school, Ron and Ken, that's what those gym suits look like. They look like rompers.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Watch this.
The blue ones.
Right. Because it was a one piece.
Was they blue?
Yeah, they were blue.
Talking about the
and
blue.
And they had elastic
and they,
around.
I think around
our thighs. It would be elastic around the thighs. They weren't open at the bottom. They had elastic.
Right. Well, the girls that were
like
the Martin
onesies
Luther King,
or something.
The girls that were the Martin Luther King, they didn't have those. They didn't have those.
Oh, they did. What did they wear?
What you wore to school?
No, baby, I'm not talking about what you wore to school.
I know that.
Remember, we used to change our clothes for gym.
I do know, but I don't remember. I don't remember the two piece suits.
It wasn't a two piece. It was one piece.
You were looking at cleavage.
Watch this. All right, I'm claiming 60. I'm dropping 60.
For those outfits, there was no cleavage.
After all that running around during gym time, did anybody ever use the shower after gym?
No.
In school, it wasn't that much running around.
We didn't have time to use the shower after gym.
We was nine. We wasn't sweating yet, man.
That's right. We wasn't sweating.
Yeah. We wasn't sweating.
Speak for yourself, but I'm just going to say sometimes it get hot down there.
What?
He
wow.
Had to, watch this.
I'm going to need you, my brother, to take it to take it back. Take the wheel. All
right. Hey, brother.
Because he's going all the way left. I'm going to need you to take the wheel.
Hey, baby brother, before we get ready to close off, is there anything you'd like to say to the podcast audience before the show's over?
Not so much to the audience, but to the thank you for giving me this time, too, by the way. I'd just like to ask a question, because we was having this discussion earlier about the menstrual cycle. And the question was...
No.
We can't let that
okay.
Listen, I tried to give you.
I asked you to take the wheel, didn't I? Didn't I ask you to take the wheel?
Yeah, she already. Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much. Put that in my back pocket for another day.
That'll be another show. Another show.
Yeah.
We'll have that on the fifth Friday of the 13th month. Okay, you know you can't let him. Listen, this is co-producer. Again, I thank those of you for joining in tonight on the Attic Live podcast. Again, it's just some folks from Jersey trying to share our point of view with you with as much humor as possible. Every Wednesday, 9 o'clock, we're here. Please make the Attic the podcast you want to listen to. Let's say goodnight, Cass.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
This is your show about the fashion.
Yeah, man.
That's the bottom.
We can do a show about the bottom women in fashion.
Yeah. Well, just talk. Just talk about how y'all don't get stuff confused like that again.
Good night, audience.
Good night.
Anything to do.